AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The question has been lingering in Washington. Are there tapes of President Trump's White House meeting with now fired FBI Director James Comey?
I've seen the tweet about tapes. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
A new tweet delivers the answer. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story from the White House.
Days after firing FBI Chief Jim Comey last month, the president hinted he might have recordings of their private talks. 2 weeks later, he still would not say if they existed.
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry.
Now, nearly 5 weeks later, he's coming clean, tweeting he did not make and does not have any recordings with Comey. The question for White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
Why the game? What was he doing?
I don't know there was a game.
Comey has said any recordings would back his version that the president asked him to pledge loyalty and urged him to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rand Paul says he and three other Republican senators oppose the GOP health care bill.
We're afraid that when we read the bill, that it actually looks like a reiteration or a keeping of Obamacare.
Their opposition puts the bill's future in jeopardy.
You have to be honest with people, and it has to be paid for. So if we're not going to pay for it, and we're going to keep a lot of the stuff that was in Obamacare, I think we can do better than this. And my hope is not to defeat the bill, but to make the bill better.
President Trump says he hopes this bill has heart. It proposes cutting Medicaid and erasing tax increases that help finance the expansion of coverage in the Obama health plan. Tornado warnings are in effect in Alabama as what's left of Tropical Storm Cindy moved deeper over land. David Dana has been doing some windsurfing in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Tropical storm, not so bad. I've seen worse, but pretty good winds. Enjoying myself out there. It's a bit rough.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 27 points. This is AP Radio News. A new study offers ways to hold off dementia as we age.
The National Institute on Aging asked the prestigious National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine to look at this. Its report finds there are three things that may help you keep your brain in good shape: physical activity, controlling high blood pressure, and brain training. No, not those computer brain games, but group training that includes social engagement, like learning a new language. One word of warning, though. The report says, though the evidence is encouraging, it is inconclusive. I'm Rita Foley.
There is a new airport waiver for transporting liquids in the Italian port city of Genoa. Travelers can carry as much as 500 grams, more than a pound, of Genoa's famous pesto sauce in carry-on luggage. There's a catch. Passengers must make a donation of 50 cents or more to a charity that airlifts sick children to hospitals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.